Dr. Valero did his mini-presentation on two interesting dosing issues in systemic therapy of breast cancer brought up in the cases, the optimal dose and schedule of the oral fluoropyrimidine prodrug capecitabine and the pure antiestrogen fulvestrin.
We all talking about the loading dose and the standard dose, but also we call the high dose, and there is some models looking at the pharmacokinetic data of fulvestrin that suggests that maybe it would be worthwhile to study. And John Robertson had patients that they were going to go to surgery, and they're trying to evaluate a molecular information, you know, and looking at proliferation and also to see they can measure estrogen receptor and progesterone receptor after giving fulvestrin different doses. And there is a decrease in the estrogen levels as you increase the dose, the estrogen receptor score, and, you know, as you increase the dose, it goes down in these patients before the surgery, very short administration, and as well for progesterone receptor. So this is some of the preclinical data. This is the pharmacokinetics of fulvestrin. There is a steady state achieved after 3 to 6 months, and the question is, if you increase the AUC on this, if you increase the dose, would you get a steady state faster, and would you be able to benefit the patients by doing so? And the European trial, or using 500, and again, by increasing the plasma concentration, we're hoping that it didn't transmit well to try to see if we can reduce the steady state and have a more efficacious drug aboard for these patients. We were participating in the fulvestrin versus exemestane trial. This has complete accrual, 600 patients. This is for patients that had failed an aromatase inhibitor before. It accrued very quickly. I had many patients in this trial. And they're using the fulvestrin. They're using the 500, 250, 14 days later, 250 in day 28, and then 250 monthly. This is the European trial, which is the high dose versus the standard dose, 500. And then they repeated them on day 14, and then it will be once a month. Neil also asked me to cover capecitabine. Patients, they do get toxicity, even though it's oral therapy. And if you look at the package insert, but the majority of the patients at the end of the day, they get an average of 2,000 milligrams per meter squared. It is not unusual for me to start patients in 1,500 per meter squared rather than 2,000. And then it's palliative. You can always escalate according to the tolerance to the patient rather than making patients sick and then reduce the dose, which we commonly used to do before because the doses are very... So the toxicities... We published just recently in Annals of Oncology, one of my fellows, we looked at the use of capecitabine post-marketing experience in Anderson for a few years. And Dr. Janice also did an abstract and an ASCO a few years ago when we presented the first time this data. And we looked to what the group is doing, and we looked at the 140 patients and that they had got capecitabine. We looked through the pharmacy records with the assistance to some of our pharmacists. And it was in prospective. This is a retrospective. The doses were, you know, depending on the practitioner, there were different doses utilized. But we retrospectively reviewed that, and we look at the clinical benefit, basically, in patients that they start approximately at these particular levels. The mean tolerated dose, basically, was 2,000, and the median that we started was 2,200. Again, retrospective analysis. It shows that there was clinical benefit, even and those patients that they started at the 2,000 in our institution. And we feel that there is a better tolerated when you use lower doses. And we think that the efficacy is not compromised. So we recommend lower dose, but in those patients that they have poor performance status, obviously you need to know that capecitabine is renally clear, so you need to adjust for that. And in those patients that are frail, we start them at 1,500 per meter square, and we escalate if clinically indicated.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty and our community oncology participants, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Meet the Professors.